Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Monday, the 13th of January, 2020. It is the 13th day of the year. 353 days remain till the end of the year, 66 days until spring begins, 50 days until primaries, 295 days until presidential elections. The sun sets at 5:14 this morning. I believe my memory serves me correct. Sunrise at 7:24 this morning. We have 9 hours, 50 minutes of daylight today. First high tide was at 2:01. First low tide will be at 6:43 this morning. Next high tide at 12:44 this afternoon. And the final low tide at the Golden Gate at 7:27 tonight. The moon is currently 90.1% visible, a waning gibbous moon. You can still howl at it if you want. Last quarter moon in 4 days on Friday the 17th. Today is Korean American Day, Make Your Dream Come True Day, National Clean Off Your Desk Day, National Gluten-Free Day, National Peach Melba Day, National Rubber Ducky Day, National Sticker Day, Public Broadcasting Radio Day. It is on this day in 1910, the first public radio broadcast takes place, a live performance of the operas Cavalera Rusticana and Pagliacci are all sent out over the airwaves from the Metropolitan Opera House in New York. Stephen Foster Memorial Day, Constitution Day in Mongolia, Democracy Day in Cape Verde, Liberation Day in Togo, and Old New Year's Eve or Malanka in Ukraine, Russia, and Belarus. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Horatio Alger, George Gurdjieff, Alfred Fuller of the Fuller Brush Sales, Sophie Tucker, Joe Pass, Charles Nelson Reilly, Rip Taylor, Shiv Kumar Sharma, Julie Louise Dreyfus, and Andrew Yang. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@kalw.org. Dump, 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 dump. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today in the San Francisco public schools. For elementary schoolers, the all-beef hot dog, the chicken teriyaki with rice, the cheese ravioli, and the baby carrots. Middle and high schoolers can also choose from the all-beef hot dog, the chicken tenders and roll, the cheesy garlic bread with marinara sauce, the yogurt parfait, and the cucumber and celery cup with ranch, as well as the baby carrots. That is what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. I thought you'd like to know. An hour of news from the BBC World Service coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And we have Cross Currents Morning Report coming up in later on this hour, as well as local BBC, more BBC news for Topline at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. The San Francisco Chronicle reports federal officials are prepared to bill wildfire victims for a portion of nearly $4 billion the government says it's owed by Pacific Gas and Electric if the debt isn't resolved as a part of the utility's bankruptcy case. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is asking for reimbursement from PG&E to cover costs from the governor's response to recent fires. FEMA tells the Chronicle that it's compelled to seek compensation from PG&E. Otherwise, individual victims would be responsible if they get settlements that duplicate money already paid by the federal government. One of the homeless mothers who's been living in a vacant house in West Oakland since November has refused an offer by the house's owner, a South Bay real estate investment firm. The company says they want to pay the occupying families to move them out and shelter them for only the next 2 months. Dominique Walker, an occupant of the house on Magnolia Street, is calling the offer an insult. Wedgwood Properties says it's offering to pay Catholic Charities for the families to move to a shelter run by a nonprofit. That offer came Saturday, a day after Friday, in which an Alameda County Superior Court judge ruled the two families have no valid claim of possession of the house at 2928 Magnolia Street. This can mean the mothers and their kids have 5 business days before the Alameda County Sheriff's will evict them. After Friday's court ruling, Moms for Housing, an important support group for the occupying families, posted on Twitter that the moms and the community are behind us and they will not leave the property. We want to buy this home through the Oakland Community Land Trust, unquote. Here's an idea. One lane on the Bay Bridge just for buses. It's been talked about before. It seems like a simple idea. It could be a godsend or godsend to anyone who commutes on a Transbay coach. Sometimes a long game of sit and wait. But State Assembly member Rob Bonta says he may face design challenges and stout opposition from motorists as he tries to revive that plan that's been kicked around for a few years. He says it's not just a simple fix of striping or dedicating a lane that's now for vehicles, the Alameda Democrat said. He says there's the approach, there's the exit, the metering lights, the maze where Interstates 880 and 580 converge. There's concerns, hurdles, obstacles, pitfalls. It's a work in progress. It's an idea and more will be revealed. That story came from Rachel Swan. I found that this morning on sfchronicle.com. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes later this hour. We'll have local news at 4:04 and 5 o'clock this afternoon brings us the latest Cross Currents. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance.